Harper Children's Audio presents Big Nate Strikes Again by Lincoln Purse, performed by Fred Berman. Chapter 1. That's the ugliest baby I've ever seen. Teddy and I are standing in the entrance hall of our school, PS38, in front of a bulletin board covered with a gajillion baby pictures. I've never seen so much pink and blue in my life. Which one? I chuckle, peering over his shoulder for a closer look. That one! What? Hey, wait a minute! That's me! It is? Teddy says. He's trying to act all shocked, but I can tell by the look on his face he knew it was my picture all along. Yep, that's Nate all right, says Francis, walking up behind us. Notice how he's trying to put a square peg in a round hole. Plus, he's drooling. Francis and Teddy are my two best friends, which might surprise you considering how they're ragging on me about this baby picture. But that's just the way the three of us operate. They both know it's only a matter of time before I find something to bust their chops about. It all evens out in the end. Well, what about you, Francis? I say, quickly locating his photo on the board. I had no idea you wanted to be a sumo wrestler. Francis shrugs.
Hey, all babies are kind of chunky, he says. Where do you think the phrase baby fat comes from? From your picture, obviously, snorts Teddy. I bet your picture isn't any better, says Francis. Yeah, Teddy, which one's you?
He waves at all the photos on the board.
I'm here somewhere. Try and find me.
Before Francis and I give Teddy a tag team noogie for being so obnoxious, maybe I should explain what's up with all these baby pictures. This is Mrs. Shapolsky's bulletin board. She's the school secretary, and she's in charge of what goes on it. Usually it's covered with lame posters that say things like,
"Join the math team! It adds up to fun!" Or, "Don't be a litterbug! Keep our school clean!"
But last week, Mrs. Shapolsky decided to try something different. Here's what happened. One day in the office. Is that a picture of your kids, Mrs. Shapolsky?
No, that's me and my sister when we were babies.
This is you? This doesn't look like you at all.
I know. Many people don't look like their baby pictures.
Ba-bing!
Nate, you've just given me a fun idea for the bulletin board.
Suddenly, a monster comes in. Roar!
Yeah!
Actually, that last part didn't really happen. I just wanted to jazz up the story. Anyway, that's how the PS38 Guess That Baby game got started. Mrs. Shapolsky asked every single kid in the sixth grade to put their baby picture on this board.
Some of these are so easy to guess, Francis says. Is there any doubt that's Chad? Nope, and there's Chester,
Teddy says, pointing at another one.
You can tell it's him because of the mustache and the tattoos, Francis says.
I'm not really listening to Teddy and Francis. I'm scanning the board from left to right, searching for one specific picture. There! Sandwiched between a couple of kids having really bad hair days, that's her.
Aha! I say. Who'd you find?
Francis asks.
Take a look, I say.
Francis and Teddy step up to examine the picture more closely. They look confused, as usual.
I give up, Teddy says finally. Who is it? Isn't it obvious? I say. Those beautiful blue eyes. That cute little button nose. That's Jenny.
Jenny's the most awesome girl in the whole sixth grade. And someday she and I are going to make a great couple. Unfortunately, she's going out with Artur at the moment, which is kind of a drag, but that'll change. The point is, I'm a Jenny expert. I recognized her right away, I go on. She's the best-looking baby here,
By far. Ahem! Are you sure that's Jenny? Ugh. Look who just oozed in. Gina. How is this any of her business? Of course I'm sure, I snap at Jenny. I'm positive I'd know Jenny anywhere. Oh, really? Says Gina with an obnoxious little smirk. Well, maybe you don't know her as well as you think you do. She marches over to the board and starts pulling the picture off. Hey, you can't do that, I shout. That's not yours. Gina walks toward me.
Well, if it's not mine, she asks, then why is my name on it?
She holds it up close to my face. There, written on the back, I see Gina Hemphill Toms, age 14 months.
Gawk!
I blink hard and look again, hoping that maybe I read it wrong. But there's no mistake. This isn't a picture of Jenny. It's Gina!